an empty steel bed frame, a kitchen table, boxes filled with old shoes. In everyday life, we would barely notice these objects, but in the hands of sculptor Doris Salcedo, they are painstakingly transformed into chilling artifacts of human suffering, silent evocations of the ongoing drug and civil wars of her native Colombia.
All of my work is based on real experiences. So I try to find individuals who have gone through extreme experiences. That is the point of departure. Then my work starts. In this case, it's about the disappeared people in Colombia and how their families never ever hear anything about them.
Salcedo works with humble materials, chairs, concrete, hair, old shoes, materials that may have belonged to the disappeared.
So I play different roles as I work. I kind of a schizophrenic, so I'm not really this artist living a comfortable life, working. But I am the widow who just lost the husband or the orphan. I do try to work from that point of view. And then if I am that person, what resources do I have? So I limit my resources according to whichever testimony I'm working on. The viewer, I hope, they can come here and see the work and work through. And if I did anything right, then some aspects of the lives that were lost are present